3748855, the number two, keep it today.
You're listening to the Republic Broadcasting Network. Because you can handle the truth.
This is the alternative media, exposing government corruption, defending our suspended constitution, demanding the rights of we the people, broadcasting the truth. The puppet media dare not report. Long live liberty and death to the new world order. Prepare yourself. This is the alternative media.
Hello and welcome to the Alternative Media. This is your Saturday broadcast where we discuss current events, politics, the disinformation, lies, deceit, and propaganda, the mainstream corporate-owned puppet media, and the fact that the federal government of the United States no longer has any resemblance whatsoever of representation of we the people. It is Saturday, August 15th, 2020. We're in hour two of the broadcast. I've got a whole stack of news and information. I got some clips I want to play, but you know, a lot of the email that I get is people really enjoy the phone calls. They like to get the perspective from all over the country, and some of the best information comes in from you guys. So that's why I think it's important, second hour, to have as many phone calls as possible. And also, I wanted to say, support RBN. I don't ask for any donations. If you enjoy this broadcast, donate to RBN. Help support Ken there all day Saturday, all day Sunday. What about all the news and information he digests? And the work of John Stattmiller and the work that goes on at RB. I listened to John Moore one day this week. I mean, there's just such a variety of news and information all over RBN. We're going to the phones. We've got Robert in South Carolina. Robert, how you doing? Thanks for calling.
Hey. Hello, Farron. Good morning. Doing good. Got a couple things. Right now in Stone Mountain, there's hundreds of BLM standing against about a dozen of our people. If you want to, you can watch this live. It's live streaming on Facebook. And the people that are streaming it, we encountered them in Charlottesville 2018 when we went up there. In News to Share, N-E-W-S to Share, is streaming it live, and it doesn't look good for these people. They're holding guns, and the Black Lives Matter are following them around, and they backed them up against a building right now, and the police are nowhere to be found. I think the police are watching from their cars because the whole thing was supposed to be canceled, right? So BLM has showed up in force. You should watch this if you can, anybody listening. If you got Facebook, it's easy to find it on N2S Reports. Having trouble finding it if you're just on a website. But if you put in N2S Reports, they have a website, and they click their Facebook link, and it'll come up. Now, last Saturday, we went to Gastonia to defend the Confederate Monument. And not knowing a lot about what was going on there, we find out there was this ice cream shop called Tony's. Tony's, some girl, this Black Lives Matter woman, walked in one day about back in July, ordered an ice cream, licked it, and gave it back to the girl at the counter, said it didn't taste right. The girl at the counter rolled her eyes, right? Like, this is unbelievable. And so this black woman caused a disturbance, had to be removed and arrested, and then BLM showed up and blocked the whole business the next day or two. So you're not hearing about these things in the regular news, folks. We didn't know anything about that thing going on in Gastonia, but apparently this business, Tony's Ice Cream, is like a little white-owned local establishment. I don't think they care much about the monument. But that's my update. You can get on and watch. This is what's going on. This is our future, folks. These people in Stone Mountain are not prepared. If we're going to show up at a protest like this, we need to be well organized, even if our numbers are very little. They're way outnumbered. There's about a dozen of them, and there's thousands of BLM people. So,
wow. Well, Robert, you know, last week I was doing the story where BLM down there in Louisville, or no, it wasn't in Louisville. I can't remember what city it was in. It was down south, like in Arkansas or something like that. But anyway, they had listed what to do to the businesses about barricading them, setting up in front of them and selling the same product. And they were doing this. I did not know that this Tony's ice cream shop in Gastonia, I've not heard any of that. And something else, Robert, I've seen a couple of reports on social media, but I've not seen it in any mainstream media. I've not been able to verify it, but apparently a county over, there's a house that, and I don't know why they did this, but apparently Black Lives Matter showed up and vandalized the house and graffitied it. And that's not getting any coverage. So to the point you can't even find it. But, you know, if we sit back and we keep taking this, it's just like a bully. You know, if the bully comes over and pushes everybody around, nobody does nothing. Then the next day the bully comes over and pushes everybody around and takes your money. Nobody does nothing. The next day the bully comes around, pushes everybody around, takes their money, and beats somebody up. And unless there's got to be pushback. There's got to be resistance. And you're 100% right. If people is going to show up, and I'm not familiar, you may be I'm not familiar at all with this Confederates 3%ers group, but if you're going to show up at something like that, you need to be organized, you need to have communications, you need to have a plan, you need to have people watching you that no one knows is watching you's got your back. I mean, you need to really be put some thought into it. So it's almost demoralizing to find out that it's such a small group.
Yep, the good thing about it is this camera's got the whole thing being recorded. So if anybody does anything violent, it's going to be recorded right here. So
the more cameras,
the better, right? Go ahead.
Is the park closed? Can you tell? Because that was the latest that I've
got. This is not even near the park. This is in the little town of Stone Mountain.
Oh, okay.
Right at the railroad track. So,
okay. Go ahead, Robert.
If you can, get to watch it. But we need a lot of cameras. These people that come with their guns, the camera is almost as powerful as that gun, if not more. They need the cameras to show everything that's happening. They need the cameras to show where the police are. They need to be on the phone calling the police and telling them they're being threatened. Record the call to the police, right?
Yes.
People went to Charlottesville should have called the police and recorded the calls and took videos of everything happened to them, even if it may not help in court.
Well, you know, this week was the anniversary of Charlottesville, and NBC Nightly News done a recap, whatever day, I think it was August 12th. They did a recap of the deadly event at Charlottesville, and I mean, they could not have painted it any worse for the alt-right and the white people that went there. I mean, just incredible bias. You would think the way they covered that some angels had came down and fought the evil Hitler's Nazis. The way they pose that to the people is just incredible. Anything else you'd like to add? I really, really do appreciate you giving us an update on that because I was not aware, and that's interesting, and that's happening right now.
Yep. I got notice on this thing in Stone Mountain, but it wasn't that well organized. It was just announced. So here it is, a dozen people.
Say that Facebook page again. Ken wants to know, did you say News to Share? Is it the number two? News to Share with the number two?
Yep, News to Share, the number two. And I sent it in to Republic Broadcasting on their Facebook page.
Okay, good. All right, well, hey, thank you so much for that, Robert. I appreciate that.
Thank you.
Well, taking your phone calls all this hour, 1-800-313-9443. That's the power of this broadcast and Republic Broadcasting and the platform that we have. You, the listeners, Robert sharing some information here with us we were not aware of, that you can go watch live right now. From what I understood him to say, Kenyon, correct me if I'm wrong, you can see this from the Republic Broadcasting Facebook page. He said he wasn't sure. So if you're on Facebook, go to News to Share. All right. Paul in New Jersey, then we got Daryl in Canada coming up. Paul, how you doing?
Hello, Farron. Farron, and I want to thank Robert for the link to News to Share. I punched it up on Facebook, and lo and behold, I'm watching live video feeds of what's going on over there. So it's good to know.
Thank you.
That was good information. Listen, I wanted to talk about schools, you know, because I think with COVID going on now is the time, I think, for people and the Patriot right, who I think consider advocating for just closing all the public schools entirely. Just get rid of it. And there's many, many reasons for this. Because one of the things I think people on our side, we make a mistake. We blame all the, the left-wingers out of, in Antifa and all the rest. That's the result of the schools. That's what a lot of people say. And then, of course, as we know, at school nowadays, you get mandatory Holocaust lessons. You get your diversity training there. You get your tranny loving lessons. And most schools, and this goes even to colleges, they've become nothing more than just one big glorified football camp. That's all they are. And we also need to remember that free public education is one of the planks of the Communist Manifesto. So to the people who hate the commies out there, that's another one of these items to add to your checklist as to why to get rid of public schools. The last one for me, the one that does it for me, is that the taxes are just too high. These schools are, for my local taxes, most of it's because of the schools. And they are absolutely indifferent to the taxpayer and what they do with the funds and how they allocate the funds. And so now might be one of these times where we could use, rhetorical jujitsu on the pro-schoolers and the student and the teachers' unions to say COVID is so horrible, let's not have our children there, and basically just go to YouTube. Because the fact of the matter is, I tell you, I've in my high school days, I had miserable, boring teachers, but here I can go to YouTube, and I can find teachers who I would wish had been my teachers when I was in high school. And so I just wanted to get that out there to your listeners that, I think a lot of school is a waste of time anyway, because what you learn as a teenager isn't going to stick with you through the whole of your life. And I think a lot of people make that mistake that just because a teenage kid is brainwashed by these schools to be a liberal doesn't mean you can slowly loan those teenagers a few books, and if they read those books, you can steer them over to our form of thinking. You know, people always make the mistake that, like me, I was brought up in a liberal Long Island, right? I went to the high schools. But on my own, in reading books, I was able to become like the far-right neo-Nazi that I am today. So a lot of the brainwashing and indoctrination comes from the individual and the choice in the books they read. Anyway, Farron, on that note, I thank you for letting me
Hey, thank you so much. And I mean, that's so true. I live in a county of less than 50,000 people. They said they wanted to build a new high school, which we needed two high schools instead of building a brand new one, tearing down the old one, which is what they voted to do. Totally insane. Voting for tax increases, they said it would come in at like $40 million. I told everybody to listen, it'll be $65 or $70 million. It turned into that. It's unbelievable we have a school like that. And everybody's property taxes went up. And the sad thing is there's some real needs in areas of the county for updates to the schools or whatever. I hope that this does, and I agree with Paul on this, I hope that this turns so many more parents into homeschoolers. He's right. The technology is there. And I know, a lot of people look at school as really a babysitter, so the school keeps your kid while you go to work. But see, that goes back to the destruction of the family. They've so successfully destroyed the nuclear family. The way things were before, your elderly, your grandparents and whatnot kind of tended to the younger children in the family while the middle-aged people worked. And now, you know, everybody's so far apart. And so anyway, but yeah, I hope that some of that does happen. Absolutely. Daryl in Canada. Yeah. Thanks. Hold on. I'm sorry.
Oh, no, just one more point, Fairness. Also, corporations get off easy because back in the old days, people would learn their trade through apprenticeship, which would be paid for by the employer. Nowadays, the you know, like Apple and the rest of these corporations sitting on trillions, they just sit there and pick and choose, and if they don't like you for whatever political reason, they won't hire you anyway. So they're getting off lightly. People should learn in the workplace. You don't really have to be educated at these schools. It's just not even efficient. And on that that's one of another reason to get rid of them. Anyway, thank you, Farron.
And to, you know, I think in the world, the United States now ranks something like 17th or 18th. Don't hold me to that. I hadn't looked at, but it's not number one. It's not number one in the world. That's for sure. All right, Daryl in Canada, patiently holding. Thanks for calling, Daryl. How you doing? What's on your mind?
Great, yeah, great caller by my Paul. He took away a lot of stuff I was going to say, but they're very informational. That caller before Richard, he talked about that store where a black person didn't like how he was treated or she was treated, and then they come and block that store. Isn't that infuriating? It's just unbelievable how they can get away with stuff like that, and I can foresee that happening. Heard anyone talk about this, but I could foresee this happening in largely white communities on November the 3rd by Antifa and Black Lives Matter. They're going to disrupt people's ability to vote, and people are going to see that on TV, on the new news, that they were going to go and vote at 4 o'clock or after work or whatever. They see it work, and that could be a problem in that situation also. There's no limit to how low these people are going to get. And Paul is certainly right, you know, when you go to school. But, you know, you got to be out maybe a few years and see what's going on before you actually normalize your opinions of the world. It's like the media. It's not so much that the media lies to you. They do plenty of that. But the key is, and it's the same with schools, every time I mention the media, you can think about schools too. They give you half-truths. That's why if you get out of school or you don't watch the media, you shut the TV off for a while and start hearing other things instead of their half-truths, the other side of the story, then you say, just like the George Floyd situation there with him saying, oh, I can't breathe. And why would they think while he was standing up? He said that about three times. Why would they believe him when he's lying down? So it was a great call by Paul and the schooling situation. The greatest contribution that Donald Trump ever did was say the enemy of the people is the media. I mean, nothing could be a greater truth than that. I mean, they tell you about the black being shot and all this stuff, but they don't tell you about the black crime rates. There's so many examples, 45 to 1 per capita black violent crime to white crime, but they show you the one when it happens. I mean, there's no end to the example. Slavery you mentioned earlier, but they never talk about all the slavery in Africa and whites being enslaved in Africa and in Saudi in you know, the Middle East and blacks coming up there, where they were castrated before they got up there. I mean, talk about pretty vicious treatment. I mean, I can go into that, but it's mainly the media is the half-truth specialist. That's really the key. They don't give you the whole story. And as Paul and I have mentioned, it takes a while for somebody who actually has, sometimes you just get out of there and you're Antifa or you had that kind of point of view going into school, and it's pretty hard to convert you. They don't even want to see that, right? They'll just watch CNN the rest of their life. But there's a lot of people that will convert over. But, you know, there's so much brainwashing. I was just going to say people should not only homeschool their kids, especially in public schools, but think about the garbage that is being taught at schools in mass, not necessarily even pay their property, like their taxes. I know that would cost the school taxes. I know that would cause some problems for them, but if there's so many of them doing it, how are they going to enforce that type of thing until they actually reform school? Well, not necessarily reform school. They can teach what they can in school because most of it's true, but give the other side, people. Give the other side. That's the key. Half-truths, media and schooling.
Hold on to that thought. We'll talk about it on the other side of the break. Then we've got Dave in Boston, Mike in Kentucky coming up. You're listening to The Alternative Media with Farron, joined by Daryl from Canada. Back in moments.
At Republic Broadcasting Network, we have been building our online store. Well, we have been focusing on bringing you the best talk show host in the country. Here at Republic Broadcasting Network, we also want our listeners to have products they can use every day and in times of emergency. We have added new products each week to our store. Your support of this network, plus products at the best prices, is a win-win situation. Check out our new store. Go to our website, republicbroadcasting.org, and click on the online store located at the top of our website. Together, we can continue to grow RBN and help our listeners prepare for the future. Go to republicbroadcasting.org and click on our online store or call us.
800-724-2719, extension 3. 800-724-2719, extension 3.
Folks, we're living in a world the likes of which we've never perceived any clearer than we do now. The plan for global governance has been in the works for generations and would have likely been achieved by now, but for the fact that the globalists left open their Achilles heel. With all their tools, Federal Reserve System, fiat currency, No Child Left Behind, and then Common Core education introduced to our schools to dumb us down, vaccines, pharmaceuticals to lobotomize us, GMO foods, insertion of compromised or bought and paid for politicians, judges, mainstream media propaganda, all pieced together like a puzzle designed to ultimately bring the world under submission. But with all their strategy, they forgot one thing: knowledge. And knowledge is power. With knowledge, their bombardment is nullified. Folks, with that, as brilliant and knowledgeable as you've become, among the wisest audience of any radio audience in the world, and you are, I want you to take a moment to reflect and ask yourself, how much of that knowledge did I obtain from Republic Broadcasting Network? How high has my consciousness been raised since I've been a listener? How fast am I now able to discriminate truth from fake news by being a Republic Broadcasting listener? How clear am I now able to see the world since I've been listening to RBN? Ask yourselves those questions, folks. Then ask yourself, what is that knowledge worth to me? Like my morning coffee, how would I survive without it? A voice of truth in a sea of lies. Do we not all need to make sure it survives? Like public broadcasting, we are now finding we can only survive with listener support. Censorship, advertisers being attacked, truth itself being attacked. It's the only way through this. We at Republic Broadcasting humbly ask you to become a supporter. Look at your budget and make a determination of what Republic Broadcasting is worth to you and what you can afford on a monthly basis. Go to republicbroadcasting.org and pledge 20, 30, 40, 50, if possible, 100 a month or more if it's affordable. Click the donate button and become a regular monthly donor. Assure both us and yourself that Republic Broadcasting truth will continue to flow like that morning coffee. The network thanks you.
Taking your phone calls for the rest of the broadcast, 1-800-313-9443. Talking to Daryl in Canada, we've been talking about the school system. You know, Daryl, if you think about it, the not only has the public school system gotten to where history is nothing more than the official narrative about the Holocaust and Martin Luther King and the Civil Rights Movement, but they have also, in a generation since the time I was in high school till now, they have used it as an indoctrination center to push the justification and the acceptance of homosexuality and transgenderism. So it's not healthy. It's not good. They don't come out with a very well-rounded education. And then in these inner cities, you know, it's just complete horror stories in these public schools. I met a gentleman a couple of months ago, and he was a school teacher. And he was telling me about getting hazard pay for being a school teacher. He was a school teacher like in the Bronx, New York. And he said that it would be more pleasurable to get up every day and go to a zoo and try to tame lions or something like that than the job that he had. He had signed a contract, and he said he fulfilled that contract. And as soon as it was done, he packed his bags and back to North Carolina he came.
Right. It's a good example of what's going to happen in the future, the kind of teachers you're going to get with good teachers leaving like that. And you're going to get grade 8 graduates coming in to teach the rest. Yeah, the curriculum is right out of the Weimar Republic of Germany before 1933. It's just disturbing. Although I just want to tie something up what I said earlier. People do get normalized. I mean, just as an example myself, I mean, I'll tell you what, the curriculum might even be worse up here in Canada for the left wing. I have a niece and two nephews, and they're in their early 20s, and the niece isn't so much, but both nephews, once they came out, they've been out of school for about 5 years now. They're very based, and they know what's going on. They just needed a taste of the other side type of thing. So it's encouraging that this thing does happen. The story from Richard about that store, you know, and I watched that video from that Seattle with that group screaming at the person. If that person, you know, I could foresee in the future that people are going to go away. They're going to be on vacation for a couple of weeks, and they come back. There's going to be black squatters in their houses. And the police in places like Seattle and Portland, what do you think they're going to do? They're going to do next to nothing. They may go in there and say, serve them. They'll serve them a piece of paper and ask them to get out, but that could be in the future. And, you know, you talked about George Floyd. I did earlier about Keith Ellison held that the black Muslim radical DA in Minnesota. He held that, and he basically admitted it on TV. He said he held it because, you know, he didn't say he didn't look good, but he said he wanted to win the case. So, you know, he kind of sees that there's, just like we were talking earlier, there's two sides to every story. So that told a totally different story from what the biased, unbelievable biased media had to say. So there's your reason why it took a little while. And if it wasn't leaked out, it wouldn't even have, come out. But it would have come out eventually, just like kids getting out of school. It comes out eventually. You can only be held in school by these Bolsheviks for so long. Once they get out, you know, they can, learn the truth. One last thing I'll say is, this NFAC, when they left Louisville on the, 3 weeks ago, 3 weeks ago today, they said they told the black district attorney in Louisville, you have 4 weeks to charge Breonna Taylor's killers, or we're going to be back here in 4 weeks, which happens to be next Saturday, the 22nd of August, and we're going to, quote, burn this place down. So if you think that the interesting thing's going on over at, news2share.com with a dozen people is interesting, wait till next Saturday and see what happens. Because if they fulfill what they're going to do, and then those militias come out that they did, the white militia came out, the 3%ers or whatever, it's going to be interesting. But that's what we've descended into. They feel emboldened. They can do just about anything they want. One last real quick thing. There was three police officers just recently charged from a year and a half ago in Jackson, Mississippi, for killing a black man who was resisting arrest, of course, and they threw him on the ground and pinned him down there and hit him a few times because I guess he was really resisting. And now they're charged with murder, but they've been reassigned to desk duty. They haven't been fired, and you know why? The black three police officers were black. So I'll just leave you with that thought.
And you know, we are going to see at some point in time one of these events is going to go hot. It's going to turn into a shooting melee, or somebody's going to run over a whole bunch of these Black Lives Matter people.
I don't know why it hasn't happened already.
I'm surprised it hasn't happened already, but it's a powder keg that's destined to go off because, just as Daryl said, they're emboldened. They're getting bolder when they're shutting down your ice cream shop, when they're showing up at parks and they don't bother getting permits, with guns in hand by the hundreds, or as Robert in South Carolina, he said might be 1,000 or more. You know, we're going to see this. And the other thing, before we're going to get into the break and we'll come back with Dave, Mike, and Tony, think about how things has changed. You remember how the scary thing there for a while was the horrific horror stories on the news about vaping? And then that turned into Greta Thunberg everywhere and climate change, and they were walking out of schools all over the place. And then it went into, this coronavirus and George Floyd and the race riots. It's good to think about what fell off the memory hole. We're coming up on that break. When we come back, we got Dave in Boston, Mike in Kentucky, Tony in Illinois coming up. Stay with me.
Hey, honey, I'm home. I grabbed a newspaper on the way home. Look at all the news today.
Don't you know that all you're going to get in the newspaper is propaganda, twisted news, and false information?
Honey, this is a national newspaper. It has to be true.
Ha! Huh. For some reason, the majority of the population believe anything the mainstream media tells them. The newspaper doesn't give out the important attention of what's happening to this country and news that affects our daily lives. Say, does that newspaper mention anything about the North American Union?
No, not that I can see.
I didn't think so. You need to go to www.newswithviews.com, where truth is more important than political correctness. That's www.newswithviews.com. Hey, don't throw that away. We can use that in the birdcage.
Okay, move over. Let me start reading newswithviews.com.
The truth? Read all about it at newswithviews.com. Newswithviews.com, where reality shatters illusion.
So, you love talk radio? Then you'll love TalkStreamLive.com. TalkStream Live is always on, 24/7, with the best streaming talk shows. Find your favorite talkers and discover some new ones. It's free, readily available online or on mobile with any smartphone or tablet. Finding your favorite talk shows all in one place has gotten a whole lot easier. Just go to TalkStreamLive.com. Be sure to download the free apps from Google Play or the iTunes App Store.
The Republic Broadcasting Network late night premiere show Red Pill Hardcore is hosted by activists that want to hear from you, the listeners, so that you can get involved in the activism. Please call in at 800-313-9443 at 10 p.m. to enter the discussion. To book yourself as a guest, call our studio at 202-657-5715 or contact RBN staff. Remember, keep it real and take the Red Pill.
Extendivite really works. Here are some reviews from Amazon.com. Amazon customer, 5 out of 5 stars. I'm quite happy about it. This product has relieved what appears to be an angina problem, pain in the chest after climbing stairs, and short on breath. I'm quite happy about it. Dr. Sam Surreal. Good product and ingredients. Kept my blood pressure normal after mild heart attack in 2015. Switched to plant-based diet also to reverse atherosclerosis. John Bispico's, 5 out of 5 stars. Built up my immune system. To order, call 1-877-928-8822. That's 1-877-928-8822. Or visit our website at heartdrop.com.
Extend your life with Extendovite.
From the studio, the headlines on Drudge Report is rolling blackouts in California, so maybe it's starting to get interesting over there. Dave in Boston, Mike in Kentucky, Tony in Illinois. Everybody work with me. I'll get everybody on. Dave, how you doing? Thanks for holding.
Oh, yeah. Thank you, Simon. I've enjoyed the show so far, the previous caller and everything. Hey, there's 3 points I want to touch on real quick, so I got to make this quick because I know how popular your show is. Yesterday, Millie Weaver was arrested. Have you heard her name before?
Yeah, I covered a little bit of that first hour, Dave.
Oh, okay. I'm sorry. I missed the first 3 minutes of the show. Yeah. So anyways, Alex Jones distanced himself from her. I'll leave it to Alex Jones. And, you know, she's a guest on here sometimes, and she's not a member of InfoWars, and she's not paid. And I told her she was getting into the deep state over, she was getting in over her head. And so Alex Jones didn't exactly throw him under the bus, but he was quick to distance himself from her. But anyways, why I mentioned that, Simon, where have loyal Americans heard that name Weaver before? Huh? Does Vicky Weaver ring a bell, and Randy Weaver and Sammy Weaver, you know? So, they better do right by Millie Weaver. They better not give her the same treatment that they gave Vicky Weaver, because we're going to be watching that terrorist organization, those terrorist organizations like the FBI, very closely. Okay, now I got to move on to what was the... Oh, and this Kamala Harris... Fallon, she's a Kabbalist. She's a member of the innermost cabal. She's a... Jones doesn't want to talk about Kabbalists. He just wants to talk about globalists, which means nothing. But I call her Kabbalah Kamala, Kabbalah Harris. She's a Kabbalist. She's in the Kabbalist. She's into that Zohar and all that Jewish mysticism and everything. And so I just want, you know, so remember that, Kabbalah Kamala. Kabbalah Kamala. Just remember that little slogan. Now, maybe my main point, Fallon, I have so much to talk about, but anyways, Fallon, about we have one community of Mennonites up here in Massachusetts. They came up from Pennsylvania back in the 90s to establish a colony up in Mendon, Massachusetts. I've been down to their church services many, many times. I know all of them. They're beautiful people, and their congregation it just happens to be, 99% white. Once or twice I saw the black lady there, but it's not because they're racist. They do missionary work to Ghana and Togo and missionary work down to Guatemala. They are not racist people. Well, this Black Lives Matter activist from Milford, Massachusetts, his name is Kevin Wheeler. He's kind of a big shot in the Black Lives Matter organization. He went down there to the sub shop in Mendon, and he accused the people in the sub shop of saying, you know, we don't serve your kind around here and everything. And he claimed to the police that he was refused service because they don't serve his kind in Mendon. I know it was an attack on the Mennonite community. But anyways, they had him on video camera going back to his car, and he had the sack, he had his sandwiches, and he was eating a cookie, and he was laughing. They caught him on going back. He was served, and he's laughing and eating his cookies. He's got the bag of submarine sandwiches and everything. The bottom line is they're gonna move out into rural communities. When BLM, is even attacking the Mennonites, and as I say, they're beautiful. Actually, I love being around them because they're beautiful white people. You know, a lot of them of German descent and everything, and Pennsylvania Dutch, Pennsylvania Deutsch, of course, which I say Pennsylvania Dutch. But the children, Fallon, are so beautiful. It's the only place I can go to see just beautiful blonde-haired, blue-eyed children. Well, they're so.
Let me do this, David. I got six stacked up, and we got about 20 minutes left. But I wanted to comment on a couple of things you said. We've got an Amish group here in North Carolina. And the same way, just beautiful, love to interact with them and do often. But what Robert said earlier reminds me, there is a steakhouse nearby here that a black lady is trying to claim she got a burnt roll and that the server rolled their eyes when they were complaining, and they're trying to make... So this may be what Robert said happened at the ice cream shop and what I know happened here and what Dave is saying... happened in Boston, or happened with the Mennonites. This may be a tactic that they're trying to use to bring problems to a business and claim that they're all racist. This has happened here somewhat locally, so I just wanted to say that. Well, thanks so much, Dave. Great points, and enjoy your phone call. I'm going to move on so I can get everybody on. We got Mike, and then Tony, and then Art. Mike, everybody work with me about 3 or 4 minutes. I'll get everybody on. Thanks for calling. How you doing today, Mike?
Well, the direction this is going, sadly enough, is that black people will be able to be complete jerks and we can't say anything about it. And I've had this happen to me on numerous occasions as a cyclist. And maybe I'll ride through a shortcut because I have a good sense of direction, but I don't know that, certain 3rd Street in downtown Lexington on either end looks fine, but you get in the middle of it, it's a slum. And so the black fellas that see you riding through their neighborhood jump out in front of you trying to make you wreck on your bicycle. So there's been a couple of times when I've yelled at them, I'd said, look, guys, if you're going to act like a N-word, you're going to get called one. And in one case in a town called Mount Sterling, they thought I didn't know where I was going. I thought they had pushed me off onto a dead-end street, but that was actually where I was going. They followed me about a mile, walked to catch up to me. And I knew the people at the facility where I was going, and I said, you might need to call the cops because I had to dress some people down. They just ran out in the street right in front of me like they were going to try to make me wreck, and I did the same thing. I said, you guys going to act like that? You're going to get called the N-word. And, of course, one of them walked a mile to try to confront me over that because he thought it was a dead-end street and I trapped myself. But anyway, I had some of my worst experiences and wasted more time going to public school on a bus. I lived about 6 miles from the grade school that I went to, and because they combined buses, bus routes and stuff, you had high schoolers with grade schoolers in unsupervised bus rooms, and I ended up probably most of 2.5 to 3 hours out of my day every day was transferring from bus room to bus and waiting, you know, riding the bus up and down every holler for just to get to school 6 miles away. And the road was horribly bad, or I probably could have rode my bicycle to school and been there in, like, you know, 25 minutes. But because of the way the bus route was, you had to ride on the bus for more than probably 40 minutes. And then they had to catch the bus early, and you had to sit in the bus room for about a half an hour before and after school. So, yes, what the previous caller is talking about, there's a huge amount of time that's wasted besides classroom time for transporting people to buses. We need to go more back to neighborhood, multi-level, two-room schools and stuff like that. And that's, people are taking matters into their own hands. I'm hearing this has already happened. They're calling them school pods, where there's neighborhoods that have the money, the means and the money. They're hiring teachers to do school pods and get away from the public school system. And the public school system used to have more sense. You know, instead of putting all our eggs in one basket in giant centrally located county schools, you'd have sometimes 2 and 3 high schools in one county. And, you know, maybe you only had 80 people in that high school. You know, same thing. But anyway, I could go on, but you got more callers. I was going to mention zinc is key, a key problem here. And apparently Trump has a guy that is pushing for herd immunity now on his new committee. So that's a glimmer of optimism from my direction. I think you need to supplement zinc and give your immune system a chance to cut this thing to pieces when you get exposed to it. Thanks. Bye.
Hey, thank you so much. You know, we were talking about busing. I know a gentleman that he grew up and a person could throw from his front door a baseball and hit the skull. Okay, I could hit that skull with a baseball. And he had to get up like 2.5 hours early to be bused all the way across Winston-Salem so that he could go to a predominantly black school because of the insanity that the people tolerated. I still to this day don't understand. Tolerated the complete insanity. You would think that just the idea of busing would have collapsed the public school system, that white people would have jerked their kids out and said, you know, no way. But anyway, Tony in Illinois, then we got Art in Georgia coming up. Tony, how you doing? What's happening there in Chicago?
Can I be okay?
I didn't hear you so good there, Tony.
Yeah, I'm in southern Illinois. All of a sudden, I lost my cell signal. That's weird. Can you come back to me after the next guy?
Yeah, we'll take Art and come back to Tony. Art in Georgia, how you doing, Art?
Hey, Farron. It's all quiet in my little neck of the woods here in northeast Georgia, so I'm thankful for that. But, hey, who knows? Might not be that way for long if things keep going. Okay, first of all, I want to thank everyone who emailed and messaged. I'm home. Surgery went well. I'm on my feet. I'm walking around. Pain is relatively moderate, so we're doing good. I'll let everybody know how things go as we progress. But what I wanted to talk about was Seattle. Did you see the most recent in Seattle within the not necessarily rural, but the I guess you could say, predominantly white neighborhoods where BLM were marching down through these predominantly white neighborhoods, telling the white people that they need to give up their homes to black people because that was all originally white or black homes, and it was originally a black neighborhood, and white people came in and stole the land away from black people. And have you been following that at all?
Yeah, we touched on that last hour a little bit on that very, I forget what the source was, but I read that story, but go ahead.
Well, I've been kind of in and out, so I probably missed it. But it seems interesting to me that the more this continues, the more the ridiculous the demands become. Because when you look at this, okay, the black people that used to live there, they sold their lands to whoever wanted to buy them at an agreed price. So where are they coming up with the idea that white people stole the land? This just continues to feed the division. And I do not know what it's going to take for people to realize exactly what, I mean, it is so plain and blatantly obvious to anybody with an open mind who wants to look at this objectively to see that none of this makes any sense at all. Everything that these BLM people are doing, including what's happening in Stone Mountain right now, I'm watching a live feed on both Facebook and on YouTube. I'm not seeing thousands of BLM people there. I'm seeing a lot, but not thousands. And I'm seeing what I'm witnessing is a bunch of children in adult bodies out in the middle of the street acting like a bunch of idiots. I don't see where any of this is doing any good except making more people more angry.
That's true. I agree with you there. It is making everyone angry. And I'll tell you something else. To your point about selling the property, I can't remember when the Fair Housing Act was passed, but I'm pretty sure it was in the late 60s or mid 60s when they were doing the whole Civil Rights Act and stuff, the Fair Housing Act. It's illegal. You can't put your house up for sale and then refuse to sell it to a person of any race, you know. So their argument that, right, you know, white people come in and bought up their property, they had to be agreeing to sell it. But yeah, go ahead.
Well, I just looked it up. The Civil Rights Act, Title 8 of the Civil Rights Act, 1968. So since 1968, there shouldn't be any argument as to who owns the land. I mean, it was sold by whoever owned it to whoever wanted to buy it. They agreed on a price, and now they want to come back, you know, a half century later and complain you stole the land from my grandparents. One lady actually had the nerve to say, I grew up in this neighborhood. You did? Well, I'm looking at a 20-something-year-old woman. If you grew up in that neighborhood, you sure are awful young-looking for somebody who grew up in that neighborhood. I mean, I'm just saying, it's ridiculous. And we've got, chief of police in Seattle, Best, leaving right after they decide they're going to cut 100 police officers from the force. As we see this go forward, folks, don't be surprised. I'm already seeing reports of police quitting, walking away from the job.
Oh, yeah. Oh, yeah. Yeah.
And
they
talk about... Yeah, and they're talking about they want to replace the police with social workers. Now, I'm sorry, but I don't know any social worker with the Department of Human Resources or with the Department of Public Welfare Assistance, or I don't know any social worker with any of these organizations who are going to be willing to go out to try to settle a dispute between gangs with guns who just want to shoot each other. How is that going to work out? How is it going to work out when one of these social workers walks up to a house where there's domestic abuse taking place? Is a social worker really going to do any good there? I mean, we're talking about sending unarmed people into potentially hostile situations, expecting them to do what exactly?
And these people wanting to defund the police, who's the first one that they're going to call when they have problems?
Oh, absolutely. Absolutely. Well, you know, I don't know if you heard it last week, but I ran down the demands that they were putting on businesses. And I, forgive me, I can't remember what state it was in. But Black Lives Matter was demanding that businesses hire so many blacks. They get so much of their stuff from black-owned companies. Own it and donate to black organizations. I mean, that's straight-up extortion.
Well, go back to when this whole white guilt thing first started. And they wanted white business owners to give a percentage of their profits and their merchandise, just give it to black people. It's crazy.
All right, Art, I got music. We're going to come back with Tony and wrap it up. Hey, thank you so much for the phone call. Back in moments.
Homeowners, are you in foreclosure, expecting to be served with a foreclosure lawsuit, or suspect your lender has coerced you into an illegal mortgage transaction? A huge number of mortgages made in the last 10 years have legal issues and are possibly defective. State laws and the U.S. Supreme Court have upheld that defective mortgage documents are grounds for foreclosure defense and for counterclaims in favor of the homeowner. If your mortgage has been sold or assigned since closing the loan, it may be defective and you may be paying the wrong party, and the lender may not have standing or the right to foreclose or collect payments under the law. If you would like to know if your mortgage is legal or not, or know if you are paying the right party, we can help. Our initial consultations are free of charge. We are not attorneys. We are legal researchers and work closely with experienced lawyers who know how to help you find the evidence to help you keep your home. Call toll free 1-855-2-KEEP-IT. That's 1-855-2-KEEP-IT today.
Tired of being lied to by mass media? It's growing more and more apparent today that news is received less and less through standard media outlets. Even with a growing audience every day, RBN is beginning to direct more efforts into social media. Social media and the use of the internet is fast becoming the primary source of people for news, regardless of demographic. RBN has set out to provide some of the best news on the internet through republicbroadcasting.org, and also has begun to use the tools to our advantage by way of social media. Republic Broadcasting is now operating a Facebook page to function as yet another avenue to have our collective voice reach new audiences across not only America, but across the globe as well. The Facebook page features not only news, but also an RBN player to listen to our broadcast. Get involved by visiting facebook.com/republicbroadcasting and liking our page and share it with your friends and family, because you can handle the truth.
Without the right accessories, any guy can be off the mark. Whether you've invested thousands in your arsenal or you own a single trusted firearm, a visit to AROutfitting.com is in order. It's one of the finest online selections of tactical optics and AR parts and add-ons, like EOTech, quick target acquisition with no peripheral loss. Browse the full range of Nikon scopes and binoculars. AROutfitting.com can illuminate your world with Streamlight gun-mounted lights from keychain to large handhelds, up to 1,100 lumens. Find some stability with Battenfield tactical bipods. AROutfitting.com has CMMG gun parts, barrels, assemblies, handguards, part kits, and more. Plus Magpul clips and magazines. I know I've got you excited, so take a breath. Head to AROutfitting.com. The site's super easy to navigate and features a ton of technical info, including links to manuals. We also welcome vendor and manufacturer inquiries. Remember, if you don't see it, we can get it at AROutfitting.com.
We're back on the Alternative Media, Farron in the studio, taking your phone calls. We're going to go to Tony in Illinois. Tony, we got about 5 minutes. They're yours. You're the last phone call, so you don't have to feel rushed. I am watching the video from Stone Mountain. It's pretty interesting, but not much happening. Go ahead, Tony.
Okay. Yeah, it's actually Cody in Southern Illinois, and first-time caller, found your show. Your show notes said you were interested in the Federal Reserve. And that's the main reason I'm calling, but I wanted to comment on the NFAC. I listened to the speech in Louisville, and a very good speech. I mean, the first time I seen them, I was a little worried they're going to start a race war right away, but really, they're just asking for a redress of grievance, just like the Constitution provides, just like the Magna Carta. If people go back and look at the Magna Carta, it said the king had 40 days to address a grievance or risk rebellion. And the words that he used, they were demanding a proper investigation. He wasn't demanding a conviction. He said, we demand a proper investigation, and you got 1 month. You know, so basically, it's a redress of grievance. He didn't use that word, but that's what it is. Either, you know, this government, our government is illegitimate, and that brings me to the Federal Reserve. I noticed on your show notes that you talk about the Federal Reserve at times, or?
Yes, sir.
Yeah. Yeah, I'm trying to, you know, just, it's interesting to me. We've had all these protests, and nobody set up a Federal Reserve protest, so I'm trying to get that organized. Probably for the 31st of August in the Chicago Federal Reserve, I'm debating if we should try to do it about 11 to get over lunchtime, or if we should do it late in the day, probably 11 o'clock at the Chicago Federal Reserve building. And the reason... August, we should have done it the 13th, but I couldn't get it organized in time. August 31st, let's just say it's going to be the last day of summer for the Federal Reserve and the first day of their fall. This is going to be the key words here that we're talking about. So I need to get everybody. I don't have any Facebook page set up for it or anything. Or I noticed there's an End the Fed Facebook page, but I couldn't get a hold of the administrators. You don't happen to be the administrator for that page, Farron, or?
No, Tony, back in, I'm not sure what years, time flies, probably 2012 or before, somewhere in there, there was a big End the Fed movement. This was when Ron Paul had his bill to audit the Fed, and we had protests. I attended several, the Federal Reserve down in Charlotte, North Carolina. We had End the Fed protests. Okay. They had a lot of momentum at one time. I attended some End the Fed protests. You can still look up videos of it. It's on YouTube. That had, you know, okay, at least a couple of hundred, but it kind of went the way of the Tea Party movement or whatever. It kind of petered out along the way.
Well, the great thing about a protest, the Fed, that it affects black, white, Asian, Mexican, everybody. And this is the marketing message that we need to tell people. This government is so illegitimate, and, you know, at least the balls to, you know, bring their guns. Maybe they don't really, you know, they're not as well trained, but we need a true redress of grievance. This military-industrial complex, this empire around the world is insane. It's probably perpetrated by all these occultists that just love the killing.
Thank you, Tony. I've got music. The show's ending. I thought we have a regular caller, Tony, from Chicago, just so you know. That's why I said what I did. Hey, thank you so much for the phone call. Call back in next week. Until next week, when they come for your gold, give them a lead. When they come for your guns, give them the bullets first. And God help us all.
Love is a razor, and I walk a line on that silver blade. Slapping the dust with his darker eyes, red with a slaughter of innocence. And I will pray for her.
Hey gang, Patrick Slattery here with an important message that is pertinent to anyone who shops for groceries, eats food, or just has an inquisitive mind like myself. What I'm about to introduce you to is a segment of our food culture that has been kept so low profile to the American public that virtually no one is aware of how dominant it is on our refrigerator and cupboard shelves. What I'm talking about is the kosher certification industry and the new app, Koshertified, that delivers a comprehensive education on all aspects regarding this little-known practice. After reviewing this app, I found that it is useful for practically anyone who purchases food, regardless of their religious faith or identity. Its database of products not kosher certified is a win-win convenience for all food-conscious people. So why not check out thekosherquestion.com or click on the link at nationalbugle.com and see how modifying your grocery shopping with the kosher